This is Dave Fleming, Senior Leader at Aldea Spiritual Community. Have you ever walked a labyrinth? If you've downloaded our reflective discussion guide, you can see a picture on page 2 of the labyrinth. Labyrinths over the last 3 or 4 decades have made a comeback, this ancient way of a walking meditation that leads you into a space of reflection and calm and peace, and also becomes a metaphor for life. Reveal something very powerful about life and about love, and that's this. Most of the time, we come to the very desires we long for through an indirect route. We come to the desires, we cultivate, we experience the desires of life. Positive desires that bring wisdom and love to our lives. We get there by doing other things. I mean, think about it. If you want to be more healthy, you don't say to yourself, I want to be more healthy, and then you're more healthy. You practice other things that have to do with diet and exercise and social connection, and on we could go. Breathing and hydration. You do other things, and the cumulative effect is health or well-being. Well, I want to suggest to you that the same is true of love, that love itself is an accumulation of other virtues that we express either to ourselves or to other people. And you can see on that second page of the reflective guide that a labyrinth teaches this idea. A labyrinth teaches us that on our way to our desire, which would be represented by the center of the labyrinth, on our way, we take lots of detours. You could just walk across the lines of the labyrinth from, you know, almost hopping over the lines of rocks or painted lines of a labyrinth, and get to the center, in about 10 seconds. But what the labyrinth requires us to do is slow down and realize that the way to the center, the way to the desire, is indirect and requires us to follow an indirect path. And when it comes to love, the stones, if you will, that line the labyrinth of love are other virtues that we practice. And in this first week of the series Ripples of Love, we're considering 2 of the most powerful virtues that line the labyrinth, the path of love. In other words, if I want to walk the path of love, I'm first going to have to express these 2 virtues. And as I do, the path of love opens. The demonstration of love, again, either to myself or to another, becomes visible, tangible, applicable in any given moment. So think about your own life today. Think about the desire to either love yourself or another in a more full way. Express that in your life and consider how the labyrinth, how this indirect route to our desire, which today is to be a ripple of love, to be love, to express love, and to ripple that out so that then others may do the same. If that's my desire, then I really have to start by walking the path lined by 2 virtues, courage and vulnerability. Courage and vulnerability. And we'll see at the end that the most powerful expression is when those 2 really become 1. So when we think about courage, we think about the ability that comes our way to summon our energy to do difficult and unsettling things. When we're courageous, we are gathering our energy, we are summoning our energy to take a step into something difficult or hard. And this really is a virtue that leads us to love, because love requires change so often. Love requires the ability either to change something in myself or how I'm approaching and serving another person. Or it requires me to sustain certain kinds of behaviors that take courage. To tell the truth to someone you love takes courage, particularly if you've done something to hurt them, or particularly if you've done something that has in some way ruptured that relationship. To make that right takes courage. It takes courage to admit my own, here comes the other word, vulnerability, which we'll see in a minute. It takes courage to admit my own frailty. It takes courage to admit when I'm wrong. I remember years ago talking with a colleague, and she asked me a question about a mutual project we were working on. And I was up against a deadline. And she said, "Hey, Dave, how's that coming along? Do you have that particular part of the project done?" And I looked straight at her and lied. Straight at her and lied. I'm pretty much done with that part. I'll send it to you later today. Hadn't done one small piece of that part of the project. And of course, when I left her office, that started to eat at me. Now, I had a kind of relationship with her that allowed me then to appropriately go back with courage and tell her that I had lied. And I did. I walked back into her office later that day and I said, "Susie, I lied. I don't have that project done. I don't have that work done. I won't have it to you by the end of the day." Now that took courage to do. And that courage was a demonstration of my love for her. Here we see love as an expression of authenticity, an expression of being willing to be real in our relationships with other people and shoot straight when we don't do what we said we were going to do or when we fail. It takes courage to admit that. It takes courage to change. It takes courage to see a part of me that needs to change, whether that be a reactive, negative attitude that I'm bringing either to myself or to other people, or some kind of dysfunctional behavior that is lowering the expression of love in a relationship. It takes courage to be willing to face those parts of me, the darker parts of me. It takes courage to walk a path of change where I reduce both the expression and the effect of those dysfunctions, to own them and then to do the work of letting them go, to do the work of change that removes that from my life. I'm still, I don't know about you, but still working on dysfunctions in my life that cause ruptures in love, like overreacting and having a negative tone, or shutting someone down, or becoming overly aggressive in a moment. Now, this could be just the opposite. I might shut down by just giving someone the silent treatment. Somehow, not being willing to adjust and adapt my own behavior to more fully love takes courage to change. Where do you, in your life right now, either in the love of self, I'm not talking about ego-driven narcissism, I'm talking about loving yourself to a better way of living. Where are you needing to love yourself better? Perhaps by being courageous and honest with yourself about something that you're doing that is in conflict with the desires you have in life. Or where is a relationship being ruptured because you're not demonstrating courage by either bringing change or sustaining important, intentional behavior? Courage is part of love because it summons us to take our energy and focus it on bringing change or sustaining health, healthy behaviors, so that our love and our expression of love can grow for people around us. Sometimes this is about letting go of behaviors, and sometimes it's about sustaining them. But it takes courage. It takes courage. And it also takes vulnerability, right? We've already kind of seen this. Vulnerability requires us to embrace our human frailties. You can see this on the next page, page 4 of the Reflective Guide. It requires us to let go of an over-reliance on self or an over-controlling of the moment. An over-reliance on self or over-controlling of the moment. And to come with vulnerability means to come with an awareness of my own frailty. Now, I remember another situation where I didn't want to face my own vulnerability, and I over-controlled a moment in a grocery line. And I was so frustrated by the time I got to the line to pay that everything the person who was checking me out did frustrated me. And I finally let her have it. She must have been all of 22 years old. My tone changed. I became rude. I took it out on her. And then, like the other situation, my conscience started to work on me. My ability to see the wrong I had done. And I knew I was going to have to go back and tell her I had been rude. Oh man, I did not want to do this. I did not want to be vulnerable. I did not want to have to admit this. And I had all kinds of excuses in my mind as to why it really, I mean, she's forgotten about it. It's not really going to make that difference. Maybe I'll make it worse by asking her to forgive me for my rude attitude. Maybe I'll create some kind of trauma for her that I don't know about. And I came up with 100 excuses. And at the end of all of them, I still needed to summon the courage to go back and be vulnerable. So I created a deal with myself. If I go and she's there at the grocery store and it happens, the moment happens to be right, I will do it. Well, wouldn't you know it, I walk in right past the customer service desk that always had people in line, by the way, waiting to do some kind of transaction. I walked by, and there she was, all by herself, almost like she was waiting for me. And I walked up and I said, "Hi, do you remember me?" And she said, "Oh yeah." And I said, "I owe you an apology, and I would ask you to forgive me for being rude. That was wrong, and I took out my frustration on you. Will you forgive me?" And first she looked like I had just been dropped down from another planet for doing this. But then, once she got past the moment of shock, she said, "Yes, we all have bad days." That vulnerable moment was a demonstration of love to her. Love is not a sentimental or romantic notion that we so have ingrained in our minds. Love is an expression of behavior that demonstrates my authenticity and desire to support our relationship in positive, forward advancing ways. I loved her in that moment, and it took my ability to be vulnerable and courageous. Now, there have been many times where I have been neither, and therefore have not demonstrated love. How about you? The real power here, as you can see at the end of the Reflective Guide, of the path of love is the integration of courage and vulnerability, right? Each makes the other possible. Think about it. Isn't it vulnerability in a moment that makes courage necessary? Isn't it courage that allows us to appropriately expose our vulnerability? This is the path of love. There are other virtues, certainly, that line the labyrinth of love. And as we walk those virtues in an indirect way, we come to a place where we express love in better ways. But two of the primary stones, if you will, that line the labyrinth of love, that help us move closer to deeper expressions of love for self and others, are vulnerability and courage. And when they come together in a moment, that is when the path of love is expressed. And that ripples. That ripples. That is a pay it forward kind of moment. As I offer that to someone, then they are more likely to offer it to the next. Or to realize when they have a rupture, they need to repair. If I want to be a ripple of love, it's not just about soupy emotions and platitudes that really don't mean anything that I express now and then to try to just make you feel good. No, there might be some of that, but love is the hard work of transformation of self and then expression of that to others. How can you walk the path of love this week? Take the reflective guide and use it this week as a tool that will help you grow your ability to walk the path of love. And you will find yourself indirectly cultivating other virtues that make you better at love and make you a better ripple of love. Take that with you this week. Find the place where courage and vulnerability meet, where changing yourself leads to a better expression of love in the world. This is Dave Fleming at Aldea Spiritual Community.